Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for sponsoring and being our title sponsor. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know at home, I don't introduce my guests because they could do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely. My name's Adam. I'm a product advisor here at Norrell Toyota. Almost 2 years now that I've been here, and that's about it.
There we go. Now, the last time we spoke, I think you were getting ready to become a father again.
Yep.
So yep. How did that go?
She was born almost a year ago, July 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Little girl.
Name?
Paisley.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Funny story is... she was conceived in Scotland in the town of Paisley.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, so we had a couple of names, but that's the one that we liked the best.
Yeah.
So that's what we went with.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you took a little bit of time off to, like, be there? And...
No, I think I only took 2 days off this time.
Only 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. My wife's mom was up, nanny was up, so she, Pam had a lot of help, and it was our second time. My third time around, so she felt comfortable, and so I kept working.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that work for you? Like, okay, like, there's a lot of women that watch this show, so bear with me. I'm going to have, like, a male conversation here for a second.
Absolutely.
So I know how tough it is on the moms, but it's also tough on the dads.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't get to see her much because I was at work. So, I mean, but when, as you remember, the first 3 months, they're up, you know, every 3 hours anyway.
That's what I mean.
So, of course, when I was home, I'd get up and help. I mean, we were breastfeeding, so how much help I could do wasn't a lot.
That's right.
But, you know, I did my part and she did our part. We're a team and we went with that. I mean, so I got to see, you know, her and the other boy. I mean, obviously, I tried to take care of Parker a little bit more because she's taking care of Paisley. And
that's right.
And things like that, right? So we did well.
Yeah, good for you. It's a struggle.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Especially, like you said, my wife breastfed as well.
Yeah.
And so as a dad, husband, you're like useless.
Yeah,
you're like,
what can you
I'm
do?
I'm up, I'd like to help.
Yeah,
I used to just like go sit in the room too, and she's just like, just go back to bed. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, but I feel bad, I'm trying to look for my spot.
And
on
that's
what
just
I can
it.
Do.
And Pam was great, honestly, because she knew I was working a lot of hours, so she'd just take care of a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd help out where I could, right? Yeah. Anything she needed, I'd do, and we took it from there, right? So, I mean, it was good. We had them 18 months apart, right? So Parker's 2.5, and Paisley's about to turn 1 here in 10 days.
Right.
10 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're very close in age, but it's awesome right now. Parker wrestles with Paisley, and Paisley laughs about it right
That's
now.
Right.
But she's going to get mean, I think, back in a minute here.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that keeps going,
That's
right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys do that on purpose with the 2 P's? Was that conscious?
No, not necessarily, but it's weird because I'm Adam, and then my daughter's Athena, which is 2 A's, and then there's Pam, Parker, Paisley.
That's what I'm saying.
So, 2 A's and 3 P's. I don't know. It just happened like that. You're not the first person who asked.
Yeah.
But Pam actually has a necklace with APP for the 3 kids.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of worked out that way, right?
Yeah.
So
with the 2 kids, now 3 kids, you're outnumbered.
Oh, big time.
How's that going for you, bro?
Well, I mean, I'm okay. There's only 2 boys, 3 girls, so boys are outnumbered as well. But it's good and it's fun. And, you know, I don't get to see them as much as I would, you know, being at work and whatnot.
That's right.
you know, it's fun. Now it's summer and they're old enough that we can do stuff. You know, last year Packer was just getting, you know, his feet underneath him. So now, you know, you get to play in the backyard or go to the park or whatever. We actually on Sunday, as you know, it rained all day. Parker wanted to go outside. So we put all our rain gear and boots and everything and went for a walk in the rain. And we probably hit every puddle on the way. You know, cause he's got to walk through the puddle. And he figured out that if he walks fast, it pushes the water into the drain and it makes extra noise. So we were at one drain for at least 10 minutes. so it was pretty crazy. And he was having a good time.
That's awesome. I don't know, like, what it is with kids and puddles or getting messy.
I don't know either.
They just go for it.
Like,
I don't like to get messy.
Same.
I'm wearing white shorts, for goodness sakes.
Like,
it's not my thing.
Yeah, you're not going through the puddles today, right?
No.
But he couldn't. He'd have to turn around, and if he, I like that one. I'm going to go back to it. And But, I mean, he had his rubber boots on and everything else, so he was dressed for it, so whatever. But, a lot of laundry here this summer. So we built a sandbox for him there last week with my dad.
Nice.
In the back and stuff like that. So they've been playing in that for, as much as we can, right?
But, right.
So there's a mess there and whatever else. And Paisley's, she's walking now.
Mm-hmm.
She's been walking for almost 3 months now.
Yeah.
So she just gets up and goes. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. When you're talking about a sandbox, like, are we talking a sandbox on the ground,
kind of
big, or are we talking like a raised sandbox?
No, it's raised. So it was one of them, I don't know what you call them, but it's like a planter that in the duplex that we have rented, he has that next to the deck.
Nice.
And we never bothered, we never put any flowers or nothing in it, you know, the last couple of years. So this year we dug up some of the dirt and put some of that, you know, black sheeting, or I don't know what it's called, to like keep the weeds and stuff from going through.
Yeah.
And then we just put, you know, this much sand on top of it.
Yeah,
and then they play in there.
That's right. That's what I grew up with too. My parents built. Same kind of deal.
Yeah, it was my father's idea. He was like, let's do this with this. You guys don't use that for.
That's right.
All it does is grow weeds all summer, right?
Yeah.
So we unweeded it and dug up some of the, you know, down a little bit, put the stuff down and sand on top of it, and they've been loving it
there
since.
There you go. I find it easier too because you're up there instead of in the ground, and then for a cleanup, you're not coming in with sand in your shoes and in your pants.
Exactly. Like, I mean, right now Paisley's kind of sitting in it because she's still too little, but. And Parker gets in it, but whoop-de-doo, they have to run around the backyard to get back into the house so they can shake it all off.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Now, you said your dad's here. Do you have a lot of your in-laws here?
Just my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, but both my mom's in Nova Scotia now. She usually goes home for the summer, but dad works at CNRL.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's on, I think, a 7-7 shift, but his shift changes all the time. So they have a house up here as well and a house in Nova Scotia. So mom's usually up for 6 months and then home for 6 months. And then dad's usually here most of the time. Yeah.
What part of Nova Scotia?
Just outside of Yarmouth originally.
Oh, nice.
Small fishing village that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Wedgeport is what it's called. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that's where she, quote unquote, vacations.
Yeah. Yeah. They have, I guess, their retirement home already built down there. I mean, they always had a home, but they sold that and built a newer one.
Right.
Like, I don't remember when, probably 10 years now.
Yeah.
And so she usually goes, dad goes home for a month usually in the summer, but mom goes home.
Yeah.
She usually takes off in May, comes back in October.
Right.
And spends the winter here, I guess, which is kind of opposite of a lot of folks, but whatever, that's what she does.
That's right.
Helps us out. Both her and dad help out a lot with watching the kids whenever we're working and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big support.
Yeah.
Like,
huge.
I have my parents here too, and like my in-laws live in Edmonton, so it's not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
But man, when my parents love to travel, and and when they go, I notice it.
Yeah. Oh, it's big time. Like, no, it's been a big deal. Like, we have a fantastic babysitter. Her name's Riley. She's leaving for university here at the end of August, which is kind of bittersweet.
Right.
You know, great, good for her to continuing her education, but bad for us because now we got to find somebody new. But she's been the babysitter since, if it wasn't my parents or Pam's parents, who live in Newfoundland, it's always been Riley since day one, right? So she knows the kids very well, and they know her, so it's fantastic, right?
Yeah.
It was her birthday on Friday, so shout out to Riley, of course, for being that support to the family, of course.
Yeah.
So it like you said, it makes a huge difference to have those people in place to help you out.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, we're here at Noral. It's getting busy as it always is around here.
Yeah.
So what's new and exciting at the dealership at this time of year?
At the dealership is across the road here. That's Nimmer was actually here this morning, and I've been in it a couple of times to see, but he goes usually daily, and it's we're close.
Yeah.
He's thinking a couple of weeks, maybe four tops, we're in there.
What do you mean?
We're moving over.
Like full-time moving over?
Yep.
Like
Sales in... A little bit of service will be moving over. I don't have all the fine details on there. That's Keith and Nimmer to let you know there. But yeah, we're extremely close on moving over, just waiting for the final touches. There'll probably be a few things to finish up once
we do
move over there. And then they're going to renovate this one and facelift and knock down some walls, get some extra service bays in here. So that'll be sales. Mostly sales and some small service capabilities across the street. With a huge showroom, which will be great. And then here will be the major maintenance and service and parts.
I didn't know you guys were moving that fast.
We're close. I mean, don't quote me on the 2 to 4 weeks, but that's what it's looking like. We're getting extremely close, so it's exciting.
That is very exciting.
Because that's, you know, top of whatever the word is.
Nimmer and my dad would call it the bee's knees.
Yeah, exactly. No, some of the stuff that we got in there is just incredible. So that's going to be good. And then we have, Toyota was kind enough to give us 6 vehicles.
Yeah.
The one that's right behind us, and then there's 5 across the front and 1 in the middle somewheres. They're what we call our dealer elites. So Toyota gave it to us to put in the showroom for the new dealership.
Yeah.
And then we can sell them. Somebody could come in and put their name on it right now with a $1,000 deposit.
Yeah.
But we can't give it to them until October. Right. So that's what they're for, the showroom. We can send them out on test drives, right? Because as you know, for the last couple of years, I guess, we haven't had a lot of vehicles available, right? You almost have to come in and order your vehicle and then come back in 3 to 6 months when it gets here, right?
Yeah. I had to let my buddy borrow my 4Runner to test drive because he's like, Keith gave me a call. He's just like, it's your friend. How do you feel about it? I was like,
And we've actually done that a few times with other loyal customers like yourself. You know, like my mom actually has a RAV4. There's been a few customers that I've known as friends, so I've lent them out the RAV4 for them to take out or stuff like that, right? It helps out when we have a used of something.
Yeah.
But right now we're running into, like, the Tundra's a brand new style. So it's hard. We don't have any of those used. The Tacoma next year is going to be a redesign.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of information as of yet. There's already a few deposits, to be honest, on those.
Yeah.
The Grand Highlander is going to show up here any minute, which is a new style on the Highlander. What's the other one? The Corolla Cross is coming in a hybrid this year as well. So lots of new stuff coming, yeah.
I was telling Keith and Nimmer a few weeks ago, I was in Edmonton, this Uber came to pick me up, and it was a Highlander hybrid, limited, with like the 2 captain chairs in the back with third row seating.
Absolutely.
I have never been in a vehicle that I felt so luxurious before. Like, I've been in a lot of town cars in my day, and like limousines and whatnot, but this car just seemed so
fancy. if you were in the Highlander Limited Platinum, did it have like the big screen?
Those are
amazing. What color interior did it have?
I forget. The outside was white, and I want to say it was black, but it wasn't just like starch black. Like, it had something to it.
The Highlander Platinum has this cool caramel colored interior. It's almost like the 1794 upgrade, where you get the saddle brown that has like a caramel color. That's the pictures don't do it justice once you see it in person. And that's what I think they're going to do with the Grand Highlander. We don't have a lot of details on that yet. We just got pricing. Keith has pricing availability. We can't build it on our systems yet, like the Toyota.ca, but hopefully soon. I think we had 4 allocated to us. They sold like within 3 days.
Gorgeous.
And that's the Grand Highlander. So it's the Highlander that you were in. It's like a step above it, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Inches added here and there.
That's right.
Almost like upgrading your seat in an airplane, right?
That's
get that extra.
That's right.
That extra room, right?
Yeah,
of those vehicles are some nice. That's for sure.
Well, I want to keep talking about the vehicle, but Tanner's flashing. He's like, man, you went way over. So before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out.
Plug.
So the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Awesome. I kind of already did it, but happy birthday to Riley on Friday night. Thanks for everything you do for us. And of course, my lovely, beautiful wife, Pam.
There we go. All right. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Neural Toyota for sponsoring today's episode, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.